Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO.
They are hiring today. Check out their jobs at NEBCO.com. A variety of different companies at NEBCO you can work with. NEBCO.com. Check it out today.
I wonder what kind of jobs they hire for.
Construction and more.
Paving.
Paving.
Putting down asphalt.
Welcome to NEBCO.
Yes, welcome to them to the third hour. Appreciate them. Thank you, everybody, for texting in today, 402-464-5685. Again, we're still overcoming the painful loss on Saturday at PBA. Are you guys impressed with how I've handled it or not? Or would you wish I was more distressed?
I said right away I was very shocked at the I'm gonna walk off a cliff, because usually there's more things than that that go through it. Usually I get a lot more texts, and I think it was because you had family in town.
Yeah.
So you were in charge
The real problem was, again, I couldn't text during the game because of the arena of service. I can't text in there. It's a jail cell, basically.
It's a little extreme.
I don't know how to describe it. People can't, you can't send...
It's a prison.
I can't tweet.
It's a prison.
The BBA prison. I gave up. I was trying to text you guys, and it just said nothing. I said, all right, well, I'm done texting then. All my thoughts were to myself, and it came out after the game.
You understand that that happens a lot. I mean, it's the same for most people, yeah. I think. I have trouble, too, getting texts or sending texts. A lot of times they go undelivered.
I'm concerned because you were not there, correct, Steve?
I was in my living room.
I know, but I always get excited because you always get a Chick-fil-A sandwich delivered to you,
Charlie,
with about 5 minutes to go in the game. And I like that update. That makes me happy.
Yeah, those are good Chick-fil-A. Those always come in handy. Yeah. You're always kind of hungry at the end of a game.
Yeah, it's a perfect timing.
Yeah.
And also, the Charlie Chick-fil-A Columbus sandwich is very much a one-hand food. You have to control it with one hand.
It is a one-hander.
It's important.
We'll have Charlie in here at some point this week. I got to get that lined up. Charlie Colon from Chick-fil-A. Also, he's a part of the Sandhills Global Baseball Facility out here, which is awesome. Have you seen that from Northwest Lincoln?
No.
It's right off Cornstro Highway.
Yes, I have.
I've seen it.
It's incredible.
I've seen it. It's incredible.
So we'll have a minute at some point this week to talk about that.
Thank you.
And have some chicken as well. Yeah.
We can get some soccer balls out there and
break our pull our quad.
He told me, because I'm in an 8.5 pain. He did tell you that Trixie also said, knock it off. It's not that big a deal.
He said, you probably have a slightly pulled muscle.
Knock it off.
Now, I was watching him walk during the breaks. You're definitely hobbling. Yeah. You know that, though. You're hobbled.
If you see him normally at Planet Fitness, just don't be alarmed if he's not there today.
I think I'm going to go.
You're very dressed up today. You have a very fancy shirt. What is the deal with the shirt? Looks very...
Bill, this is not dressed
up. Is there a press conference today?
I got this shirt for $13 at Target. Yeah. I know it looks more expensive than that.
It's collared.
Does it look more expensive than
$13? It looks much more expensive than that. Is there a press conference today?
No, not that I know of.
Not that you know of. Okay.
I have an easy day.
I thought you lost that shirt in Texas. No. What was the bag of clothes you forgot in Texas?
That was a pair of my favorite jeans.
Dungarees.
Yeah, and just
it was a polo, though.
And no, there was also a Mexican style pattern shirt that I had.
Need that one back.
Yeah, I won't get it back. Somebody at the airport got it. Thing is, I went through the security. I knew my flight was like an hour. I had an hour wait. I could have went back and got it. I just said to hell with
it. Yeah, I've done the same thing. Nah, I'm not doing it.
I'm not going to go back and get
there it. There is some, if they ever have it setting out, which you'll see sometimes, the bends at the stuff you'll see in those. Several times I've seen a couple tall boys in there like that, beers. I'm like, really? You guys thought you could get a couple of buds through there, through the security? I mean, but there's some funny stuff in there that people have. It's like, really? You thought that was going to make it?
The worst thing the guys still remind me of, I went through with my phone one time, And the guy in Detroit, he was a Detroit, you know, one of the federal employees, was incensed. He goes, "It's metal, man."
How'd you respond to that?
I was like, I just forgot. I wasn't trying to pull a fast one. I just forgot. I did, you know, it's my phone. It's in my pocket. It's metal, man.
It's constant disappointment.
Oh, man, when you get behind somebody
that's
Parker just,
love that.
Parker that just
love
doesn't, that. They're just not prepared for the moment. And it's all of a sudden they finally get to their bend out and they got necklaces on and rings. And I have all my stuff completely ready when I get there.
I'm sure you do.
It's all in my backpack. My wallet's out. My phone's out. It's all put away. Boom, boom, boom.
You're standing in line forever and you just, prepare for this.
You prepare for
Be
this.
Be prepared.
What a stressful period, though.
Very much. What's going on in sports?
I was reading Steve Sipple this weekend
you
about Husker
read,
Online.
Like, column?
Yeah, I was reading from On Three.
Hut.
Yeah, I read your column. You're writing about Nebraska football because you told us all morning long. You worked all weekend, and so we read your stuff. I read your stuff
really
at least.
Hard this time of year.
And you were writing about the word reset, that people don't want to hear a reset when it comes to Nebraska football. This is year three. We know that the first year. No bowl game. Last year, they win the bowl game. They go 7-6. Obviously, changes to the staff. A lot of new players in here, but people don't want to hear the word reset.
Yeah,
what is it right now?
What I mean by that is, okay, you got 2 years under your belt if you're Matt Rhule, but now you've made 7 assistant coach hires, 3 new coordinators, and you've basically turned over your recruiting staff. So, but what I don't want to hear is, that excuse, and I don't think Rhule would do it. There might be people who do it for him, though, and say, well, I mean, he basically revamped everything, so you're kind of starting over. No, we're not going to – people might do that, and that's their business. You can frame it up however you want. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear this is a reset. You don't get $8 million a year and then say, the first two didn't count, you know? No, that's not the way it should work. And I'm not suggesting that Matt Rhule's saying that. I don't think he is. But I don't want to, if they would get off to a bad start here, any of that. No, well, I mean, he does have 3 new coordinators, and he did retool his recruiting staff. Don't want to hear it. I just don't want to hear that. Now, some fans may be okay with it. That's your business. It's not my business. No, I don't want to hear it. Now, you guys can disagree. It's fine. Coaches do that. I just don't. I'm not in that.
I think anytime you're in year three, that's across the board before where it should be. Ascending.
Ascending. Yeah.
And I said last year you had Colorado non-conference, which was a huge win for him, but it was a task. There's not a lot of task, right, in the first three.
Not really, no. Cincinnati, Houston Baptist, and Akron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that would be, I mean, Cincinnati was terrible last year.
Yeah.
And so they'll probably be, 13.5 favorites in that, or at least?
A big, sizable pick.
It'll be a sizable number.
13.5.
And then you have Houston Baptist. I didn't know that was even a cool. FCS school. And then in Akron.
Not much there. So you should get out of the gate clean. Now, the second part of the conversation, though, is this. Rhule does have to get a lot of guys on the same page quick.
Yep, that's true.
A lot of guys on the same page quickly. And Phil Snow said last week that at one point they had a 7-hour meeting. Whoa. And that was what it was about, getting everybody on the same page. Which is not, you know, there's guys that he's never coached with. He's never coached with Eckler. Rhule's never coached with Eckler. He's never coached with, you know, he coached last year with Holgorsen, but previously no. He never coached with John Butler. You know, there's guys, Addison Williams coming in. I wouldn't even know Addison Williams if he came walking in the studio right now. There's a lot of new faces.
There is.
That you got, and it's not just a given that everybody's going to be, you know, guys got to meet each other. They got to get used to each other. There's a lot going on over there right now, I would think. So it's not, I can't believe it's very comfortable. You know, it's time. Now, the good news is Rhule says that. It's winning time. It is winning time, but it's not easy. I don't think it'll be easy.
Yeah, when you come in as a new staff, mm-hmm. it's a lot. So I said D-line coach came after Super Bowl. So
Brad.
Most of the time when you're hired to a new staff, that's going to be late December. early January. So you're in place. You know, that's a whole 5 weeks different. And so when he arrived, they were already in winter conditioning mode. That's a lot. And so you're trying to get going fast. You have these different things. You have a different coordinator, but whatever they're running, Coach Snow talked about that what they're going to do the same and a few things different. Well, whatever they say is the same, it's not the same to the D-line coach because he wasn't there. So everything he learns is new. Excuse me. So there's just, anytime you're coming in, there's a lot going on. You're trying to get, oh, guess what? You have a recruiting area. You have this going on. You have it is a lot. And by the way, we have this. There are certain days I'm sure they have football specific drills. Mm-hmm. So you got your drill work. You're doing it. No, he doesn't know how to do drill work. He does. Sometimes it's like, where am I?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Out on the field. Right. What time are we there? Tell me all my guys. I mean, it's
a ton.
It's a lot.
It's, and I think it's gone sort of, I don't think people have, I don't even know if they fully realize it, some people. Especially the recruiting department thing, which he's whipped around. I mean, a lot of the guys that were here 2 years ago are long gone.
Yeah. So like they said that, several of the supports, like type, I said that someone that was right below of Vince Ginta was there's gone.
Gone.
They're different people in different places. Callahan, who was Vince's number one assistant,
like that. Last name Callahan.
He's now at UCF.
UCF.
He's running things for Coach Frost down there.
Right.
So there's just a lot of different faces in the crowd, and so there's work to it. There's work to it.
Oh God, yeah. So yeah, I think it's probably some degree of stress over there right now.
It better be some stress. I mean, yeah, you expect this to, Nebraska fans want to get back in the playoff conversation. They're not expecting, hey, we're playoff or bust. They want to be in the conversation.
That means what?
Indiana made the playoffs last year. That's the problem. Indiana did it. Indiana.
Now, and I agree with you, by the way, Jake. And I wrote it. I think that this year the expectation, what I said, it should be 9 wins or at least knocking on the door of 9 regular season wins.
Yeah. You should be in the playoff conversation all the way to the end. If you just look, if you went historically and say, out of 16 teams, Arizona State was picked 16th.
Yep.
Dead last. And they had Texas 4th and 13.
Yep.
To win, and they got to buy the first round. That's incredible, and that is.
Indiana was not remarkable. Supposed to have great expectations either. I mean, what were they
won three. They fired their.
What were
coach?
They picked in the conference?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, low.
Yeah.
Those are kind of aberrations. But this is year three. This is resource central. I mean, you're not. You have all the resources you
resources,
need.
Tradition, fan base. You have everything.
So now you have to start. That you at some point there has to be a payoff. I would think this year you're not asking for the moon and stars to say, let's get 9 regular season wins or at least be right there. Maybe it's 8. Okay. All right. Then get 9 in the bowl, whatever. But I don't think it's wrong to start. I feel like you almost got to apologize around here now when you have expectations. I don't know what's happened to Nebraska exactly, but I'm not always comfortable with how much it seems like people are always like, oh, be careful. Don't. It sounds like you're on the coach. It's like, I mean, what are we doing? We're paying $1 zillion to these people. Shouldn't there be some level of expectation?
Yes.
Yeah.
And don't feel bad for it. You show up for a reason. You attend sporting events for a reason. That's why Nebraska always has a ton of fans at every game. Football, basketball, volleyball, everywhere. You know, not just for a good time. They want to win, and they want to win big.
I don't know.
A bad thing to say that.
I don't think it shouldn't be, but I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it is. Whatever.
No, you're 100% right. And it should be 9 wins. 9.
What's stopping?
Not so much the wins, I guess. It should be the entire time that Nebraska is in the conversation and make the playoffs the way through mid-November. They're in the conversation. If this happens, we're in the conversation to see what happens with
November
it.
November is the key.
Yeah, November's the key. You got to be able to get to November. And
November is
and last year
the separator.
Last year, when was the Indiana game? Was that in October?
It was early October. Yes, October.
That probably ended. Would that be the one that ended playoff talk
for
Nebraska?
That was 56-7 hurt a lot
because they only had one loss at that time, right?
I'm gonna call it up right now.
They had one loss at that time, so that was and that still wouldn't end it for you, but that it made it tough at that juncture.
Yeah, I don't think last year though I wasn't in the mode of let's see if Nebraska can get in the playoff discussion. I it was still Dylan. It's Dylan's first year. I was just what had happened. They had lost to Illinois.
Yep, the Friday night game
that made
overtime
3-1. Then they squeaked out. I mean, they are 0-0 with Purdue at halftime, and you're like, okay.
They won 28-10, though.
Just try to get some wins here. They beat Rutgers barely, 14-7 in Lincoln. And then, they got hammered at Indiana.
56-7.
And then lost, and that was the first of four straight losses.
Yep.
But I wasn't thinking at that time playoff at all. I wasn't thinking that way. This year it changes a little bit. It changes a little bit.
Yeah, this year again, you look at November. You guys mentioned that's the
I really
big month
wish
for Nebraska
again because I think Coach Rule mentioned it. It's so true, and it even though it doesn't make sense, it is facts that wins matter. And that has been wins matter, and it doesn't matter who they're against.
Why do you even have to? Why do we?
But
even
why
have
is
to
there
say
not,
that?
Why is there not the same in basketball? Why is there not quad one, quad two, quad three, quad four? Why is it not people listed like that? Why is it not posted up there? Now, I know that people say, well, Michigan won it all. Well, they had that. They had an easy schedule. Then they did roll through the Big Ten. They rolled through playoffs. They rolled through some things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But I think for everyone, the loss between Texas and Ohio State, in my mind, should not hardly even count. It's game one versus two.
Right.
You know, but like I said, then you have games.
Well,
the loser
count.
Will not drop that far in the standings. They won't.
No, but like I said, I wish football would grade it the same way.
Oh, put some quad one. Quad
yeah, that
two
was okay. They had that was a quad four win. A team beat Kent State. They went 0. The team went 0-12.
I'm trying to think why you wouldn't do it. I don't.
Well, we talked about this, or I brought it up on my Bill Shrills was that in football. All wins help you. In basketball, the win versus Iowa will not help Nebraska do one thing for the tournament. Not one thing.
Well, Iowa State would hurt more than it would help.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. It only hurts you. And so a win in football, it helps you. All of a sudden, if you have you're 6-0, but you beat
nobody
five, four bad teams, you're still 6-0.
Yeah.
And that's all they see is that number. Now people, the number like that really don't look. I know what I look at when I look on any team's playing. I look at their conference. I don't even look at their overall. I just look where are they at in the conference. They're okay. Oh, they're 11-4 in the conference.
That's interesting.
That's impressive.
A reminder of Nebraska's November this year. They'll play home against USC on November 1st. Then they'll go to UCLA. Then they have a bye week. Then they're at Penn State the 22nd. Then they host Iowa on Black Friday.
Guys, that's... You're crisscrossing the country in November.
It's a pretty taunting November schedule.
No, it's really hard.
But a bye week's in there.
The bye week
is if it was 1-1, if you went to UCLA, flew back to Lincoln, then went to Penn State, because Penn State's harder to get to than UCLA is.
Mm-hmm. It's back-to-back road.
What's October like, Jake? Go through the schedule.
No, not doing that.
Give me October.
October is Michigan State at home.
Jake's been mad at us all day. About the hair. Sue me.
At Maryland. At Minnesota and home against Northwestern, so not a horrendous.
Say that again.
Skit.
That's pretty easy.
Home against Michigan State, at Maryland, at Minnesota, home against Northwestern.
Yeah, Maryland at Minnesota.
Yeah, but they're trouble. But if you're looking at overall, what part do you go? Man, we went nothing to do with going to Maryland.
No, I'm
we
not
went nothing
that.
To do with Northwestern. How do we even line
but
up
I
against
look
them?
At, okay, tell humor me this, yeah. Bill. Right now, I look at Nebraska at Minnesota as a toss-up.
That'd probably be fair. I don't know what they have toss-up. For a quarterback, but it's tough to win
it's
up there.
Flex.
It's been tough
He'll have them ready to play. Yeah. Agreed. Agreed.
It's a toss-up. Yeah.
When do they go to Wisconsin?
They don't play Wisconsin this year.
Yeah. I thought that was a protected game.
No. They don't play Wisconsin for a couple years.
I thought I did.
That
I screwed that one up.
That was protected. They won't play until 2027 versus Wisconsin. Yeah. The next 2 years, for sure, they're not playing them. So
November, Jake. November. That's the critical part now.
When we come back, I know people are depressed about Nebraska basketball. We have a new segment called Mozzarella Monday. Why is it that? Valentino's is sponsoring $25 gift card to Val's. If you can give us the best of the weekend. We want to hear from you guys. Okay. Some positivity here.
Okay.
On Early Break on the Ticket.
Text in.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.